good. Something smells so good. Does my nose deceive me? Is it really the flesh of a man I'm smelling? But how could that be? What man would be foolish enough to wander through a graveyard in the dead of night? Ooh, now I simply must get my head out of the ground to get a look. It is a man. Oh, not so fast. I have your ankle, and I do not plan on letting go. I assure you, I am far, far stronger than you are. Honestly, it's no use trying to escape, so you may as well stop struggling. Don't want to twist your ankle now, do you? I don't want you to. Now, if you'll just give me a moment, I'll get out of the ground so I can get a proper look at you, and so you can get a look at me. Oh, and make sure to stay put. Trust me, dear. Running away is the worst thing you could do. Making me chase you would just make me hungrier than I already am. And believe me, I would catch you easily. Oh, I told you not to move anywhere. Not to sink to the ground like your life is over. You look so afraid. Well, just give me a moment to get out and I'll explain. Gotta get all this dirt off of me. Ah, that's better. Apologies for being a bit dirty. I've been in the ground for quite some time. Such a good boy for holding still. Oh, a ghoul. Why, yes, I am in fact a ghoul. But don't act so horrified. I may be a ghoul, but as you can see, my skin is still as smooth and soft as the day I was alive. My breasts still as soft and voluptuous as any living girl. I'm more beautiful than any living woman you've probably ever seen. And again, I'm not even alive. Why, of course I'm going to eat you, dear. I am going to thoroughly whet my appetite by tasting each and every part of your delectable-looking body, from head to toe. And then I'm going to really dig into the main course. All while you're still alive and thrashing. Because seeing your reaction is the best part. Oh, my dear husband. You should have seen your face as I said that. You're so delectably adorable when you look terrified. But don't worry. I'm not actually going to eat you. Well, I am, but not in the way you think I'm going to. But oh, I have been waiting for so long to get a meal. Oh, and you've just made the long wait so worth it by trudging through my home. Now, what did I say about trying to back away from me? Well, I have an easy solution to that. I'll just jump on top of you. Oh, you smell even better up close. Your face, your body, such a sweaty, delicious, and manly scent. Well, don't be shy now. Let me get a better look at this delicious body of yours. I'll help you get your shirt off. Hold still now. My nails are really quite sharp. You just look delectable. Oh, it's no use struggling. Besides, I've already decided you are going to become my tasty new husband. And I'm sorry, but oh, I just can't resist any longer. I have to get a taste. Just a little lick. The taste of salty sweat on your skin is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted. Ooh, and your shoulder just looks too good. I just have to get a better taste. This time, really taste you a nice big bite. Oh, my darling, I can't tell you how happy I am to have found such a delicious husband. You look surprised. Did you expect me to rip the flesh off your shoulder just then? And drink your blood? Well, sorry to disappoint you, but I'm no vampire. And eating flesh isn't how I taste my husband. A bite is all I need in order to soak in your delicious flavor. And that bite mark is all that's needed to prove you've been marked as mine. And you truly are mine now. But I've only just gotten started. Let's see, where should I have a taste next? I wonder. Your arm looks awfully tasty. Also so delicious. Where next? Below your armpit. Oh, it looks tasty, huh? Yum. Oh, and your ear is just sitting there looking so tasty as well. Oh, good. Oh, I can't hold back. I'm just going to bite as much of you as I can now. Oh, my dear husband, look at yourself. yourself, covered in all my markings? Even if you were to escape from me now and return to the nearest village, people would be able to tell you've been marked as a ghoul's husband. And, of course, how could I leave out those lips of yours? I wanted to save them for last. Don't worry. I'll be a bit more gentle with those. Just a bit. You have no idea how happy I am with your taste. And I can't help but notice something has been growing in your pants and pressing against me during my little tasting session of you. Could it be that my husband is finally starting to acknowledge me? Tingling? Sensitive? Ah, yes. My saliva does have that effect, I believe. It's supposed to make the skin of whatever and wherever I bite more, well, sensitive and easy to bite. But, husband, I cannot ignore this thing that is pressing up at me through your trousers. If my husband is in need, then as your wife, who am I to deny you? And so, let's get these troublesome trousers off. Oh, my. So, this is the cock of my husband, and it's already so hard. Oh, don't look so distraught, husband. Your mind may have yet to learn, but your body has already accepted its place as my husband, and I simply can't not get a few bites down there. So I'll just slide down you a bit, and ooh, your thigh looks so delicious. Get ready now, husband. I'm going to give your thighs my hardest bites yet. Oops! I may have gotten a tad bit carried away there. These bite marks may leave scars. Oh well. But those sounds you made when I bit down, were those perhaps moans? I don't believe you. Husbands shouldn't lie to their wives, and I simply couldn't help myself. Your cock and its delicious smell were right next to me, and I just couldn't help but get excited. You, on the other hand, are positively trembling, but I don't think it's from fear or pain. No, I think you may have been trembling in fear when I first grabbed you, but after I started biting you, I think you are trembling in pleasure. Would I be wrong? Am I wrong? Am I to assume that the gasps escaping your mouth with each and every bite I gave you was just my imagination? Was I wrong to assume I felt the way you pushed yourself towards me with every bite? And is this throbbing, pulsing cock right before my eyes just a figment of my imagination? It is? Well, if this cock before me is just in my imagination, then you won't mind if I just lick it a few times, do you? I'll just lick right up the shaft of this imaginary hard cock. Lick it right to the tip. And roll my tongue around the head. I must say, this is the most delicious imaginary cock I've ever tasted. But you know, husband, for a cock of yours that supposedly doesn't exist, you were certainly moving around a whole lot and moaning a lot. Could it be that you were wrong? Wrong that you don't moan out or enjoy my bites? Wrong that my saliva, which makes your skin and your cock more sensitive than they've ever been in your life, just desperate for more? Wrong that you don't want to admit your own desire to become my husband, so that I'll finally take this entire swollen, hard, and throbbing cock into my mouth and drink down every drop of cum you have, giving it every bit of the love and attention it deserves. Judging by that look on your face, I'd say I'm the one all in the right. But do you want to know something interesting about my mouth? I'm very, very good at using it. I think you'll find my mouth feels better than anything any boring human woman could possibly give you. My mouth is hotter and wetter than any human woman's. And you already know how sensitive your skin gets when my saliva gets on you. So, could you only imagine what more? Here. I'll open my mouth wide. Right over your cock. All you have to do is say, I'm your husband. Please, pleasure me, my wife. So, feel that hot, moist air right over your cock. Go on, say it. I want you to say it, husband. How badly you need to be pleasured by your wife. So delicious. Husband, your cock tastes so delicious. The way you're squirming around in pleasure, huh? Didn't I tell you my mouth would be the most amazing thing you ever felt? It feels like your cock is being swallowed whole, doesn't it? My mouth is far, far hotter than any human woman, so it feels like your cock is just melting, doesn't it? Like each lick is almost hot enough to burn, but just cool enough to feel unbearably good. Oh, Your brecum just keeps coming out. And it tastes so good. The more I suck away at your cock, the more that comes out. And it's been getting more hard and swollen with each. And every lick. Hold on now, husband. I'm going to take you as deep into my throat as I can. You don't mind if I grab your hips with my sharp nails, do you? Just enough to hold on, enough to mark you, but not harm you. Stop that. Now hold on. Here I go. So, how was it? It feels even hotter in the back of my throat, doesn't it? Ooh, and the scratch marks I left on your hips look so fitting on you. It's gotten so swollen, as if it's about to burst. Is it about to burst? Are you about to come, dear husband? Look down at me. I want you to see my eyes as I drink it down. I want to see the look in your eyes as you come. See just how good I'm making you feel. So do it. Come for me. I want to taste your cum so bad. You have no idea how long I've waited to fill my belly with it. So you will give it to me, husband, every drop you have. So just let it all out. I am ready. Yes, that just really hit the spot. I'm still hungry for more, but that aching hunger has finally subsided. Words cannot describe how good you taste, my dear. And just look at you, laying there, covered in your sweat, and more importantly, covered in head to toe by my markings. Your cock soaking wet from having been in my mouth. You truly have become my husband now. And what's more, you have a smile on your face. It seems you finally accepted me. I must admit, I was worried as to whether my marking and skills with my mouth would be enough to convince you. But it seems that they have. I hope you'll ask me to do that for you a dozen times a day. Body's still sensitive. Yes, that's just the way it's going to be from now on. Especially since I'll never stop marking you for as long as you live. But that's okay, because I know just how turned on you get from me marking you. Now, to the matter of our home. Now that we are officially husband and wife, I'm well aware that living inside a grave, in a graveyard, may not be suitable for a living human, and I certainly wouldn't want my husband to live in discomfort. So, I'll just be accompanying you. There are plenty of villages where humans and monsters, such as myself, can live together in peace. And I think that is where we should go. I also have a sizable inheritance stored in my grave for just an occasion like this. For when I could finally start my life with my new husband. And here you are! I look forward to many, many years of wonderful time together. I love you, husband.